Everybody, welcome to another episode of the Holtcast for 7500 to Holt.com. As always, I'm Jack Grimsey alongside Robert Lintott. How's it going, Robert?
It's going wonderfully. How about you? I thought you were really excited about the episode number this week.
Yeah, I am. It's episode Ocho Cinco, Big 8-5. Got it on deck for you today.
You've been waiting for that for weeks, so I can't believe you didn't lead with it out of the box.
Yeah, maybe I should have. Yeah, because I remember what, maybe it was like episode 79 or something. That was a while ago, maybe a couple months ago. And I was like, oh, we got a special one coming up, 85 Ocho Cinco.
Oh, Ojo Cinco. He'll forever be in my heart racing a horse.
Oh, that's great.
That
Great
time that
memory.
we proved to horses that we rule the world, not them.
Yeah, stupid horses, like that one Newcastle fan tried to do when he punched the police horse in the face. I
Oh,
think he was drinking something a little stronger than what we are today. But
and what have you got
we
today?
had a cheat on Ballast Point, actually, because they didn't give us any free beer, so coincidentally we both ran out of Ballast Point beer in our fridge.
Yeah, you know, Ballast Point, if you want it, you should have put a ring on it, or at least a six pack.
Yeah, at
So,
least a
what have you
six
got
pack.
tonight?
I have a Three Floyds Yum Yum and pick the Three Floyds because it's now our third manager of the season, actually.
Wish I had more symbolism in my beer. I have literally the last beer left in my fridge that isn't like a bomber of some 14% beer, and that's Smutty Nose Old Brown Dog Ale. It's delicious and just as comforting as having an old brown dog.
Yeah, I almost grabbed a Guinness because my roommate had bought some last night. I was going to say I need a proper English beer for our proper English team going down to the championship.
Careful, I'm not actually sure. Do Irish people take offense at Guinness being called an English beer?
I don't know. Do Irish people take offense at Jack Grealish being eligible to play for England?
Well, that's fair. All right, a proper English player, right?
Yeah. We're gonna be talking a little bit about Grealish a little later on in the show, but let's get back to business, and that starts, of course, with Remy Gard walking away, I guess. It was mutual termination, said the club, which coincidentally Jack Grealish liked that post.
Why would you even do that? What would make you say, yep, click and like for my boss's termination?
I mean, would you, a lot of people actually, I think, that listen to the show would do that.
Yeah, I don't think I would do that for my boss.
I mean, the boss is gone,
I
but
might have a
I'm just
little
saying,
party.
real life situation. Say your boss leaves work, you're probably like, I mean, maybe not. Maybe you like your boss. Maybe
No,
you get
I
into a work
totally get it.
situation.
If a boss that I don't like leaves, I'm like, yeah, woo. And but I'm not gonna like go onto Twitter and be like, goodbye, jackass, or anything like that.
Yeah, and yeah, because even if you don't have a ton of Twitter followers, the Twitter followers you do have are gonna think, what?
And then when you try to apply for a job in the future, although I don't think Grealish has that problem. I don't think he's gonna have to sit down and have his CV examined and sit for an interview.
I mean, maybe he'll have to have a physical or something, but he hasn't played that much this year, so he doesn't have really a lot on his CV still.
Just gonna say, I don't think Twitter shows up on your physical. Turn, cough, and what's your Twitter page?
Turn, cough, and slide into the DMs. All right, so on that note, yeah, Eric Black. I thought it was strange to see Eric Black appointed as the interim because he was one of Gard's guys.
Yeah, it was a little bit weird. I thought it was more strange because it wasn't Kevin McDonald. I've just gotten used to the idea that if you need someone in a pinch, it's going to be Kevin McDonald and you'll be
Yeah,
set.
death, tax, and K-Mac.
Yeah.
Miller are going to fire a boss, and it's going to be Kevin McDonald.
He's going to have quite the illustrious managing career. That or you bring back Shea Given as co-manager.
He managed one club six different times.
No. They just
He
couldn't get
is the
enough of
least
him.
interesting manager in the world.
yeah, Eric Black, I don't even know what to expect. I literally no clue whatsoever.
I expect us to lose because I can never expect us to win.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
But outside of that, how are we going to line up? Who knows? Who's going to play? Hopefully not Richards.
I would say we'll line up with 11 footballers, but this is Aston Villa. Who knows?
Yeah, are there even 11 of those?
They might put 12 on the field and wonder why they get a red card right off the bat.
Yeah, actually, I actually saw something on Twitter mentioning, and we're gonna talk about obviously speculation of who the next boss is gonna be just in a little bit here, but I saw something saying that would you, I think it was a poll maybe or an article, would you have Eric Black as the next permanent manager if he kept Villa up? Obviously, a totally impossible hypothetical situation requiring us to win all of our next games by about 4 goals apiece, but
Not totally impossible.
me fail English? That's impossible.
I mean, yeah. If he does it, yes. We keep him up because at that point, then eventually we bring in King Arthur because we know Arthur goes wherever Merlin is. And this dude must be a wizard if he can keep us up.
Yeah, I mean, if he keeps this up, then next year we qualify for the Champions League that's being played on the moon. It's not a thing.
That's it exactly. Yeah, so kind of, my issue with this is I have no idea what to even expect. Like if we brought in someone else, I would know what to expect. But with Eric Black, I just sure, okay, whatever.
All right, well, since we really don't know anything about Eric Black, let's move on to.
What about Remy himself, though? Did you think it was okay that we got rid of him the way we did, when we did, et cetera, et cetera?
I think it's okay because I think he was going to go in the summer. And like I was saying, if you're going to get rid of him, just do it and give someone a little more time. Because Remy Gard got zero time. His preseason was November, December.
Yeah.
And at that point, the season was already over, really. And
Yeah.
then he got no money to buy any players. So
And he got lied to by Patty Riley.
yeah, he got lied. That's just unacceptable.
That to me, like I was sort of at the point where it's like, okay, if you want to let go of Remy Gard, let go of Remy Gard. But when we found out that, we already knew Villa had just borked it in January and not done anything. But when we found out that the club had actively been lying to him, that's the point at which it's just like, just go screw. F you
Yeah,
all, and I hope we're.
not even just spunking stupid cash on players that could maybe keep us up this season, like Loic Remy, Charlie Austin, whatever. But like Lovre Kalinic, we should have had a goalie for the future.
Yeah.
And I don't know, what's his name? Kjarbi, that's on Sunderland.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to say that guy's name, but we almost bought him or something.
Yeah, it's
Or
just,
what I
yeah.
saw that was most damning and most depressing was that Remy Gard had asked about these transfer targets. The board had said they're not interested, and they hadn't even called the people.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm talking about with Patty Riley. That's what pisses me
That's
off.
disgusting.
They can go screw for that. It took me from being in the okay if they want to fire Remy Gard whatever camp to the I hope Remy Gard wins the Champions League within 2 years and just puts a big old middle finger out to Aston Villa.
Yeah, I mean, I still do think that Remy Gard will have a decently successful career. He probably won't win the Champions League, but he'll be with a team that gets to the Europa League or something. I don't know.
He'll be
He'll
with a team that doesn't actively lie to him.
probably have more success than Villa will have it in the span of his career.
Yep, totally agree. I wrote an article, I think it was on Monday or something, basically saying I think we should give Gard the chance next year, actually support him well, because it does seem like Steve Hollis is making the right moves at the right time for the club and getting rid of the people that need to be gotten rid of. And I was actually legitimately intrigued. What happens if we let Gard actually work with a club that gives him some support?
Yeah, it's the issue is that I think maybe too many bridges were burned with the players, which we're already seeing.
Yeah, and my argument when I wrote that was, cool, burn the bridges with the players and drop them. I
Yeah,
didn't care.
exactly.
It's.
Yeah, especially because there's going to be a clear out.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so if we drop these players, what happens? We suck? Good news, we suck already.
Yeah, what, we suck again, like.
Yeah, no, for the vast majority of these Villa players, they can just go screw. I'm so done with so many of them, and if all of them get dropped next year, and even if we end up paying their wages just to drop them out of spite, I would be okay with it.
Yeah, just like sacking Sherwood out of spite is, whoops, we gave you a big contract, but piss off, please.
Yeah, I mean, so here's your two options the way I see it. You can either drop them and pay their wages and not have them actively hurting the club, or you can keep them and pay their wages and have them continue to suck.
Yeah, and nuking the morale further, if that's even possible,
Yeah.
but
give me option one. I don't think either is great. But if those are my two options, I take option one every time and create a brand new bomb squad and go against everything I said when Paul Lambert did the exact same thing.
Aston Villa, where you only have two options, and it's kind of like an American presidential election. Pick the shiniest of the two turds.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I'm relentlessly done with this club. I am so ticked off at them. I see that they're making the right changes. I get it. I see that there's something in the future, but I'm not in the future yet. And right now in the present, this club is just a flaming tire pile.
Yeah, everyone except Hollis, I think, and the guys that he's recently brought in.
Hollis and Bennett. Yeah, the board actually seems like a decent choice. And again,
I think the board's turning it around, and that's obviously needs to be a really strong foundation for the club, and that's what's going to start the change. But you know, it's gonna take some time and getting rid of a lot of people, really, to be short.
Yeah, I have no more patience for this club right now. I'm so close to being on the verge of just saying, no, I don't want to watch any of the matches for the rest of the season, because what's the point, really?
Yeah, actually, right before the pod, Robert told me that if Villa hired Tim Sherwood again, who's actually 40-1 to take the job, he would go into, I don't know, cyberspace or whatever it is, and find a delete button for the site and just straight up pull the plug.
I think such a thing exists. If it doesn't, I would find a way. At the very least, if... First off, Tim Sherwood is not getting hired. But second off, someone actually took those rumors or those odds seriously and wrote about it today. If they hire Tim Sherwood, I'm done. I quit. I'm not even joking. So done with that garbage.
All right. So I know we got a Twitter question about this, and it's a little early, but we're just going to get to the subject. It's from Traveris Cadet. Who would you guys like to see appointed as the next Aston Villa manager? And... I think there's really four options at this point outside of maybe really three outside of a major outlier, which a lot of these guys kind of could be seen as, and that's David Moyes, Nigel Pearson, Steve Bruce. I think those are the big three. Pearson's obviously the bookie's favorite right now at just about 3-1, I think. And then Gary Neville's been mentioned because he just got sacked from Valencia for having the worst win percentage with Valencia in their history in La Liga. It was 18%.
Swap in a Remy Gard for a Gary Neville.
Yeah, yeah. And with the squad Valencia have, winning 18% is much worse, I think, than Remy Gard only winning 10%, which I'm kind of surprised he won 10%.
Right? That breaks me as much higher than I would have actually thought it was.
Yeah. So who do we like? I'm kind of not a fan of Pearson at all in that I think he's a bad person.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes those people are good at sports or that kind of things.
Yeah. I mean, and he's got a proven track record with turning stuff around. It's just, as we had Matt Villain writing on the site last week, that proven track record comes with a couple of lieutenants that we aren't guaranteed to have with him. And it also comes with a whole bag of conflict and problems and issues and stuff that we don't necessarily need.
Yeah, yeah, really, really additional baggage that, yeah, like you said, not needed at the club. It just, you kind of got to bear it down to the bones.
Yeah, it's, yeah, so I don't love the Pearson idea. I could do without Pearson, but then again, all of the other options are equally uninspiring to me.
Yeah, I don't think there's really a good choice at this stage. I think I'd feel pretty confident with Steve Bruce at least being able to position us to go up. You know, Hull City said back off, which I think that's a good sign for Villa. If they don't want to see us poach him, you know, if someone came in for Remy Gard, be like, okay, well, what's the buyout? Like, are you okay? Whatever. But yeah, if they don't want us to have him, good, let's try to take him. And, you know.
You're a horrible human being. I heard.
Yeah, not as horrible as Nigel Pearson.
I heard you want to keep this. Screw you and taking it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And so, where does Bruce sit odds-wise right now? He's 9-1, 10-1, thereabouts.
Yeah. 9 or 10-1. Pearson 3-1. Moyes 2-1, 3-1. Mick McCarthy's actually up there too, but I don't really see that. Someone who I would have kind of liked, but he doesn't really seem to be in the running as far as the odds makers are concerned, is Brendan Rodgers. Maybe that's because he could be going back to Swansea City.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Brendan Rodgers could take us back up, and I think he could play decent football with the squad. I think Ashley Westwood would become his favorite player, like, ever, better than Joel and the Welsh Chappy.
No. Yeah. No, I think that's true. I would be intrigued to see what could happen there. I don't love the idea of Moyes, the other front runner.
I think Moyes would be okay just because he worked with a really limited budget at Everton.
Yeah, that's true.
And was able to consolidate. But I don't know about going for promotion push. He doesn't have any avant-garde tactics or, you know, anything like that. He's going to play 4-4-2 or 4-4-1-1. And, you know, it probably could work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the danger. I think what you really need, this is the most crucial manager appointment of the last 5 years, and we've had about a trillion in that span. But this has got to be a guy who, if you don't get back up next year, he's going to stay for at least one more year.
Yep. You've got to have some stability going forward, because we can't just keep firing managers. It's not financially feasible, and it's not feasible from a football perspective either. It doesn't do anything good for this club.
No, it lends nothing to continuity, and that's, you kind of have to build, like we were saying, build that base, the stability with the board, just with the, really with the whole club.
Yeah. So maybe Moyes could fill that role. I don't know. I guess my threshold of he doesn't inspire anything in me is too high. Maybe we don't need an inspirational manager right now. Maybe we need a nuts and bolts, boring-ass manager who can get us to mediocrity.
Yeah, and someone like that could be maybe Mick McCarthy, could be a Sean Dyche who brought Burnley up. I think Sean Dyche would be a good choice.
Yeah.
I don't really like Gary Monk.
Yeah, I don't either. Although I liked what he did at Swansea for a while.
Who they? The bookies have misspelled his name everywhere. This wars.
Oh.
Rude. But
I was hoping they had misspelled Monk. I was really Gary Monk.
Yeah, but
they put the second R in his last name.
Yeah, Simon Grayson, who's at Preston North End right now. I know Ali Dawes on Twitter. I was talking with him, and he was saying he would really hope that Grayson doesn't get poached because he's doing okay with Preston, and maybe he would actually bring Daniel Johnson back to Aston Villa if he gets hired on.
What do you think about the fact that Roy Keane is 33-1 in some places?
That's the same as Stylian Petrov in some places.
No. God, this list is just sort of hilarious.
Yeah, it's a joke. The one person I just do not want under any circumstances is Jurgen Klinsmann.
Oh, God.
You hear that,
Connor Dowley? We don't want Jurgen Klinsmann ever. I mean, some of these names on here are just hilarious to me. Like,
Lord Juliet.
Gianfranco Zola, Jose Mourinho.
Goose Poirier.
Yeah, right? I mean, these are people that we could bring in. Neil Warnock. I didn't know.
He might as well have Stephen Warnock.
If you're going to do that, at least bring in Emil Heskey as the manager.
Player manager.
Yep, absolutely. There's nothing that can go wrong. I also enjoyed the fact that someone asked Martin O'Neill about the position and he just got offended. Like, basically piss off with that line of questioning. We don't want that.
Yeah, that's excellent. I mean, yeah, what could have been, but
it's pretty toxic right now. That's the other issue, is we're going to have to pay someone really well if they've got a name, if they're known at all. Because why would you come to Villa at this point?
Yeah, exactly. And I think kind of a problem that we've cornered ourselves into is that it's going to have to be someone that's from the home nations. I think probably an Englishman, but, you know, someone that speaks English as their first language, mm-hmm. I think, because of guard that has kind of doomed us to that, which is really too bad. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what the most obscure of the Commonwealth nations could be that we could bring someone in from.
Guernsey or Jersey, maybe?
I want to say bring in, like, a Kiwi or something.
Just I thought the home nations was just the Isles.
Well, no. That's why I said the Commonwealth.
Okay.
I extended that. Or bring in someone from Australia. Just teach them how to play AFL.
Yeah.
Play right proper footy.
Yeah. I'm going to get a giveaway free kick for holding onto the ball. But yeah, let's take a quick pause and take a drink before we move on to our next subject, which is players partying.
It's delicious beer.
So
you see what you're missing, Ballast Point?
Yeah. Come on. We could be drinking your beer for free. What's your deal? Anyway.
They haven't even responded to us on Twitter. I keep tagging them. They don't even like it.
Yeah, it's not even a promoted account that I've blocked before, so I know I can see their tweets and it's my tweet. But
all right, so those players partying, huh? Since we already took
maybe,
a drink
maybe
to get us in the right
room. Should get sponsored by a shisha company or something for
a cigar company.
Yeah. Yeah, that stove was great. That was hilarious.
God,
I don't even care. It's Gabby, and no matter what, I don't think I can hate Gabby, no matter how bad he is.
I'm not sure. I might be able to.
He's just being a troll at this point, and whatever.
Yeah, except he's the kind of troll that's like turning the locker room toxic and making it so that these players just act like assholes.
That's probably true.
So he's a troll that's ruining the thing I love. So
it was already ruined, Robert.
I mean, to be fair, but he's making it worse.
Yeah, so anyways,
like, I'm okay if the troll lives under the bridge, but this troll has come out, stepped onto the bridge, dropped his little troll drawers, and taken a poo all over the bridge. And I don't need that.
And the bridge happens to be Villa Park.
Ah, exactly. It's not Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, we wish.
Yeah, right. But yeah, so they were out partying. There was that picture of Richards and Gabby having a great time in Dubai.
Yeah, I think it was Dubai. And, you know, I don't know. Players used to go out and party all the time. The day before games, they'd be drinking.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a different time, but that was an international break, and I think if you can contain your partying to, like, give it, like, a 3-day buffer zone, like, before you have to come back to the team.
Yep. As much as I'm not happy with either Gabby or Micah Richards as footballers right now, I have literally no problem whatsoever with them partying in Dubai on the weekend during the international break. Totally fine by me.
They obviously weren't celebrating the season.
Yeah, right? And it's their time off. They're allowed, I mean, yes, they're performing like ass. Yes, their team or their business, if you just want to think of it as a normal employee business relationship, yes, it's a pile of rubbish right now, but you're entitled to your time off and you're entitled to the ability to enjoy your time off. So as much as they irritate me as footballers right now, whatever, go party, go drink, enjoy your weekend. You got one off finally.
Yeah,
I'm totally cool with that. That does not bug me in the slightest.
Yeah, basically, I think that's a take on that. It's just we're already annoyed with them, so you can't really go to another level of being more annoyed.
Oh, I don't know. They could try. We've got a month and a half left, Jack.
I mean, if they both score like 11 own goals, down the stretch or something.
They just dedicate their Twitter accounts to fancy cars.
I think they should have already been dropped from the team anyways, regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think for the most part, Gabby has been. And Richards increasingly has been, too.
Yeah, Richards has been a little more. Gabby kind of had to be in there just because everyone else was hurt.
Mm-hmm. At this point, I would play Richards if given the choice of him or Lescott.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's a shiny turd example.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's why we renamed the podcast after 100 episodes. The Shiny Turd.
We have to get to 100, and that requires you not pressing delete on the blog.
So don't hire Tim Sherwood. It's easy.
Simple, guys. But yeah, two players that could return to the team, Jack Grealish, as we mentioned earlier, Adama Traore, finally coming back. That international break kind of comes at a good time, at least for Adama.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? As irritated as I've been with the players, and as much as I don't think Jack Grealish has really done anything this season, what the hell? There's nothing to lose at this point. Give them extended runouts. Let's see what they can do.
Yeah, yeah. No one's done anything.
With no pressure. Right? Grealish will be around next season, maybe, and he will tear up the championship. If we can keep Adama around, he will run past everyone in the championship.
Yeah, exactly. Playing these young guys has a lot more upside than playing Micah Richards or Julian Lescott, who's probably going to MLS or China, you know, at the end of the year. And, you know, but you got to play Andre Green. Andre Green finally made his debut, and whatever, give him a run.
Absolutely.
Because he'll be around next year, and maybe he could be a fixture of the team.
Totally agree. And I think if nothing else, you know, Eric Black should be doing that because he's really got nothing to lose either. He knows he's
Yeah, exactly, exactly. If it goes right and Eric Black wins 16 points, which is what Villa currently have in the rest of the season, say he doubles a point total and we get relegated but still have around 30 points, you know, that's showing legitimate competency in a manager role.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't get the job here, maybe it's just an audition for somebody else.
Yeah.
League One or a different championship side, maybe even.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been saying this for a few weeks, but more than ever, I think it really is time to play the kids. Why not? What do you have to lose except for another chance to watch Julian Lescott?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What if I never have to do that again?
That would be lovely. And all right, so let's get to Twitter questions. We got one from Jacques Bennett. Why is there so much support for Moyes from Villa fans to be the next manager? And I mentioned it a little bit earlier. I think he just has a solid track record of staying the course.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it could be, you know, well, he fell on his face at United, and while he didn't do great this year, he's a perfectly mediocre manager who could probably provide stability on a budget. I'm not really excited about him. I don't absolutely love it. I could probably learn to live with it.
No, I mean, it's David Moyes. It's like, you know, you know what you're going to get.
Plus, he kind of looks like David Bowie, so at least we all get that.
Changes you can believe in. Sorry.
I was trying to figure out the perfect Bowie pun, and that was it. You nailed it.
Next one is from Eddie Selleck. Eddie Selleck, what steps need to be taken in order to have a solid performing team to get back into the English Premier League? And, you know, it's like what we were talking about, not necessarily on the pitch, but laying the foundations in the boardroom and getting some people who know football so they can bring in transfer targets and actually bringing in players as much as clearing out the deadwood, really.
Bringing in players, clearing out deadwood, and making a good use of the academy, which at least as recently as a couple of years ago was actually a very good academy. I mean, and it seems to be doing better this year, too. So use it.
It's certainly one of the top 10 youth systems in England.
Yeah, so use that to your advantage. Make that part of life at Villa Park. Don't lie to your manager when they ask about players. Don't have your head European scout living in frickin' Australia.
Yeah, I forgot about that for a moment. That's utterly ridiculous. But on the other hand, let me get that job.
We're closer.
Yeah, I could do that.
I mean, we are definitely closer than Australia. Come on. We could do it. Yeah, I will let you be the head European scout. Just hire me as, like, an errand boy.
I'll even move to Europe.
It's very kind of you.
All right. And next one we had from VTID at Dean AVFC. Is the Nigel Pearson manager rumor the worst April Fool's joke ever? And obviously that's tomorrow, probably today when you're hearing the podcast. So hopefully nobody got you at work with any evil pranks like the one I tweeted out about making caramel apples but substituting onions for apples. I think that could possibly be the worst, but having Nigel Pearson, I'd rather eat 10 caramel onions than have Nigel Pearson as Villa manager.
Oh, God. That's the worst possible. Why would you even think of that? What was your mind doing?
I don't know. I wish I could take the credit for thinking of that myself, because I'd be an evil genius somewhere else right now if that was the case, but...
I'm trying to think of similar things you could do. You could pass off chocolate-dipped habaneros as chocolate-dipped cherries.
Maybe, but it's always going to be suspicious on April Fools.
Well, says the man who just proposed onion caramel.
Yeah, I didn't say you had to pull it off tomorrow. That's like an April Fools on Halloween kind of deal, I think.
Oh, I see. Or
early for next year.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get all the excitement about Pearson. I'm not particularly excited about him. But again, I think if there is anything to it, it's the fact that he does have a record of bringing some stability to clubs. And again, he's missing those lieutenants and he has some off-the-pitch issues or sometimes on-the-pitch issues. But
yeah, assaulting a player on the pitch, what?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't defend that. I can't even come close.
Oh, it's so. Just, it's like, I don't know, I think a tweet I saw like a month or something ago, and it was like, the year is 2030, and the son says to his dad, "Hey, Dad, how did Leicester win the Premier League?" "Well, it all started about 12 months before that, when Nigel Pearson strangled a player and then called a journalist an ostrich."
You know, we're going to get to this tweet. I just want to pull it up now. The tweet that says, is Nigel Pearson, yeah, the Pearson Hart ostriches thing.
Yeah, yeah, it was the same, yeah.
I think the reason Pearson likes ostriches, there's more neck to squeeze.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there. And that's my visual for that. I'm not sure if that's inappropriate or not, but that's my visual for that.
Yeah, maybe, but not everyone's going to see the pod, so just listen. But
safety.
Yeah.
I'm the anti-Villa.
Still can be marked clean on iTunes. And give us an iTunes review. If Ballast Point ever sends us some beer, we will send you some of that beer, maybe.
Or yeah. We can raffle off a Ballast Point beer. I'm sure there's nothing illegal about that.
Oh, yeah. Time to just start giving away stuff we don't even have.
But, no. Also, by the way, speaking of giving away stuff, no one took me up on my ticket offer.
Yeah, what the hell? I was actually about to bring that up because that kind of made me remember that. Remember, youth team match. What is it? Yeah, the youth team match, April 11th, Villa Park. $2 to get in. Send a receipt to Robert and he'll expense you.
I will send you $2. And Jack will buy the pie and the beer and the post-match curry.
I think I would have to take off a life insurance policy to pay that off.
And if he can't get that, he'll at least get you Steph Curry.
I wish.
That's an NBA joke for you British people that don't get that joke.
He's only the most popular basketball player in the world. Surely you've seen him on Twitter.com.
It's okay, British folks, for basketball players, just think Pops Mensa Bonsu.
What?
He was a basketball player from London who played for G-Dub.
Ooh.
And he was on the British national team and fairly well-loved in England, I think. Please, if you're watching live or otherwise and you know who the hell Pops Mensa Bonsu is, please let me know. Scott Van Pelt really liked him.
All right, and anyways, last question, back to the partying theme. It's from Ellis Sanford, one of our writers at It's Ellis, and I'm planning a party for when we finally get relegated. What supplies do I need, and how do I send Remy an invite? And, you know, I don't know about how to send Remy an invite, and I'm going to let Robert answer that question about the supplies, but I'm just going to say one thing for your party is do not invite Vardy.
We all know that the obvious answer is the supply you need for the Aston Villa relegation party is Remy.
Remy boys.
Just a case of Remy. That is the answer to the question.
17 shots go 38.
I
was going to say cyanide, maybe. It's kind of depressing. Maybe just stick to beer. Beer or Remy.
I went for a crappy joke, and you just went for death.
Yeah, how do you think I'm going to be able to expense all those people for their pies and pies after I take out my life insurance policy?
Don't worry, I'll take one out for you, Jack. I'll pay for it for the next month, wink.
I think we may have an issue with insurance companies at that point, but
nobody watches.
Yeah, nobody needs that.
Ballast Point doesn't follow us. Insurance companies sure as hell don't follow us.
Yeah, I've definitely blocked all of them on Twitter.com. So, next match. Finally, we had a match. No match last weekend, thankfully. It was a bit of a reprieve after the Swansea depression, but it's going to be against Chelsea, and, you know, we don't really have the greatest track record against Chelsea, but there have been some pretty interesting matches like that 4-4 back in 2011 when Kieran Clarke actually scored, one of the only players still with the team. And, yeah, it's a really early start. It's 6:45 for me. It'll be 7:45 for you, Robert. I think 11:45 GMT.
12:45. They've now gotten the hour. They're 5 hours ahead. 6 for you.
Oh, well, something that I looked at lied to me. So, okay, anyways, a quarter before 1 for you back in sunny old England. But Chelsea
London.
Sitting there in 10th place in the table with 41 points and actually a +4 goal difference. They've turned their season around since sacking Jose Mourinho, but still not really a lot going for them. I think, I don't know, is Eden Hazard might be fit, might not be. You know, doesn't matter. They're going to beat Villa, who are still 20th, just 16 points, and that goal difference just sliding a little more adrift every week. It's down to minus 36.
36. You wrote in our show notes that you hadn't really noticed how much it was slipping away, but good God, you're right. I hadn't even noticed that we were down to negative 36.
A goal here, six goals there. Five.
It can happen to anybody.
Yeah, you know. Bad day at the office.
Oh, did you see that Brad Guzan kept a clean sheet when he wasn't playing for Villa?
Yeah, I did see that. I actually did watch that U.S. match. He didn't really have a whole lot to do, as Guatemala couldn't even get it out of their own half in the first 20 minutes. But
yeah, I didn't watch. So,
I mean, he only got the start because Klinsmann just alternates goalkeepers no matter what. Like, every game just switches him and Howard.
How I feel about Aston Villa is right here. How I feel about the U.S. men's team is actually being shown to you right now, but it's not on camera because it's too low. That's how little I care about the U.S. men's team right now.
It's probably like three stories below.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on the third floor. It's actually on ground level.
Oh, I was thinking like two sub-basements.
No, but I like your idea. It's in the alley. It's next to the dumpster.
I mean, Villa is a dumpster fire, and
absolutely,
the U.S. is worse, I guess, so...
What would the absolute best case scenario be for this match? Can Villa get two goals and still lose?
You want us to get goals and lose?
Well, we know we're going to lose. It's Villa Chelsea. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I think Villa are 5-1 to win the match. Ooh, actually. But
it seems better than I would expect.
Yeah, but Chelsea aren't even that good. However, though, the recent form between the two teams maybe would sway you away from betting on Villa, as Villa have won just two of their last 16 matches at Villa Park, scoring 11 goals in those 16 home games. And Chelsea have won 7 out of 8 against Villa, and the only goal that gave us a win against them was scored via the snake.
That was a really good goal.
That was a lovely goal, and it gave me a great gif that is the logo for one of my fantasy baseball teams of Mourinho just shrugging and not knowing what the happened.
That goal, it really makes me sad that was a Delph goal, because the slow motion, super high definition gif of that goal was one of my favorite gifs ever.
Delph, he wasn't even that good then either, you know, like a back heel, you know, I don't know.
He just...
It was sublime.
Channeled God and became amazing for half a second.
Exactly. He didn't deserve to score that good of a goal, even if he would have stayed and still been our captain.
It was literally one of the best goals I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Although you couldn't tell in full speed. It went too quickly to know.
That HD gif, though. But, anyway, so, I don't know. I think it could be an experimental lineup, which could at least be interesting if you need a reason to watch, or if you're already going to watch because you're stuck watching Villa because that's what you do.
Do you get to go to the pub for a 6:45 match?
Yeah, it'll be open.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a joy.
Yeah, they show all the games, so.
I want you to have a shot of tequila for every goal allowed.
Ooh, I was just saying on Twitter today how a lot of people don't like tequila, and I don't understand why. I got a lot of responses from people that don't like tequila, and, you know, after Saturday, maybe I'll join them if Chelsea put 10 in.
I think my answer is most people don't like tequila because most people drink crappy tequila.
Yeah, that could be that too.
Like,
or drank it when they were 17 and then ruined it for life.
Bad tequila is absolutely disgusting, but good tequila is almost unparalleled.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
And that's why we're sponsored by Patron.
Yeah. Can we get a tequila sponsor? Can we one shot per segment?
Oh my God. Yes. I will. Yes. We can have Ballast Point and Patron.
He takes a whiskey drink, he takes a beer drink, he takes a tequila drink. That's the end of the show.
he just falls over.
Yeah.
We're going to call it the Blotto Cast.
Yeah. Because, I mean, be kind of representative of Villa season, just fall over and kind of forget about life. But
hey.
So we already mentioned the match time, just 12:45 GMT. We'll have all the coverage for you on 7500hold.com and all the social channels you want. Maybe I'll have some pub videos on the Instagram again. If you like those, be sure to follow that. We only have like 10 followers or something. I don't know.
What is it? Ads or 7500hold, right?
Yeah, 7500hold. And
pretty easy to remember.
Yeah.
I'll tweet more about us.
Pretty straightforward, but yeah, just want to thank you for watching the podcast, putting up with the ads that have come in recently, and yeah, you know where to find us. You can keep watching us wherever or listening wherever you have been, and if you want to leave an iTunes review, that'd be great. So, anything to say, Robert?
No, I'm gonna go watch G-Dub become the 69th best team in America.
Nice. So for Robert Lintott and 7500hold.com, as always, I'm Jack Grimsey, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time.